Hello, everyone. This is Sherry Lee from Being a Psychic Medium, back with episode 2. I want to try and do these episodes a little more frequently, but it's hard because I have a full-time job, which is exhausting. But anyway. So in the first episode, I kind of just went over how I see things, kind of what it's like for me in general. In this episode, I'm going to kind of go to the beginning, right? Where it all kind of started for me. Now, as a kid, this is prior to the age of 6, I didn't really notice too much different in my life. I mean, I still noticed how strange people acted. And I was still a really awkward kid. But it wasn't anything that really stood out to me. As apart from just being a shy kid, I always thought I was just a shy, awkward kid. But that was kind of my life before the age of 6. Now, I had my head injury when I was 6. Late 5, early 6. I fell off of a really tall slide. When I was in school, I was in grade 1. All the kids were sliding down the side post of the slide, you know, the support post that hold it up. So I had to do it too. And I had this red and white jacket with a hood, and the strings had knots in them because the plastic had come off the ends. And I slid down the one post. Except my string from my hood got caught between the slide and the deck. So I wasn't sliding down the post, I was kind of stuck there. But I was also a very tiny kid. And all I can remember is I did not hang there. I took both hands off the post and I was trying to get the string out from between the slide and the platform. But here's the thing. I didn't fall. I should have fallen right there. I didn't. I had both hands on that string trying to pull it out. I didn't fall. The string also didn't come out. And I put my hand back on my right hand, back on the post. And I was still pulling, but you got to remember, all this time, the string was not getting tighter around my head. I wasn't, like you would have thought, just the force of gravity would have pulled that string tight. It didn't. I almost got the feeling like someone was holding me up. And then all of a sudden, the string let go. Now, I should have fallen perpendicular to the slide, because that's how I was hanging. But when I woke up, when I came to, I was parallel to the slide. Unless I did like a 180 or a 360 in the air. But, you know, and I was laying on my back on the ground right next to the steps that went up the slide, but I should have been next to the post. And my memories from that is I remember seeing someone in tall white robes standing there. I guess I should say a tall person in white robes standing there. And this was the person holding me up. And I'm guessing this is why I landed the way I landed. Now, the things that happened after were normal things, like going to the doctor, going in the ambulance, going to the hospital. But when I was at the hospital, I noticed a distinct lack in interest almost from the nursing staff. You know, someone with a head injury really should be getting woken up every hour. I was not. I don't remember many people coming in to visit me. But this was also the 70s. The early 70s, well, they would be probably about 78, 79, so the late 70s. I don't remember many people coming in to visit me. It was a very strange stay at the hospital. I remember I had to go pee. And I don't remember how I got to the washroom because it was not in the room. It was across the hall. I don't remember how I got there. I don't remember how I got back. But I guess you could attribute that to the head injury. When I got home, I was only in the hospital for 3 days. And when I got home, things got weird. The very first thing I noticed is I could see the air, if that makes any sense. It's like I could see the energy in the air. It looked prismatic. It looked like strands of light floating through the air horizontally. Right? And I could not look at pictures. Any kind of picture, whether there was a person in it or not. Because if I stared at the picture too long, the things in the picture started to move. They started, if you had a picture of someone riding a bike, if I stared at that picture for too long, the person started riding their bike. It was very, very strange. I remember sitting outside my parents' door and just being mesmerized by the woodwork around the door because I didn't want to sleep in my room because it was weird. Everything was weird. Everywhere I went, things were weird. Now, I did not get any follow-up medical care. It was the late 70s. A lot of psychiatric, psychotherapist-style help wasn't really done. At least not by my family. And things didn't get better. I remember when I was 7 or 8. I can't remember which one happened first, but I was terrified of the one bedroom. It's an older house. They all have closets, but I always kind of thought the darkness in the house was that extra dark darkness that's almost not natural. And the one bedroom really unnerved me. And I remember thinking to myself, I'm going to be brave and I'm going to stick my tongue out at the closet. Well, sure enough, this arm, this dark, shadowy arm came out of the closet. Now, I could see it because the hall light was on. We always turned the hall light on and the stairs were lit, but the rooms were dark. And I went down those stairs 3 or 4 at a time. I think I hit maybe 3 of them on the way down. The next one was me not wanting to sleep in my room. So I always wanted to sleep with my one brother because I felt safe with him. I had 2 brothers and they had bunk beds in this other room. So my mom put me in with him. And he had the top bunk. And he had this rocking chair with this huge blue elephant, plush elephant. It was the size of me. It was huge. I got in there with my brother. And I was against the wall. He was very protective. It's almost like he knew, but he didn't say anything. And I remember getting up on my elbows to kind of shift around, and I looked over at the rocking chair. And it was not a blue elephant that was sitting there anymore. It almost looked like some kind of an imp or something, like a low-level entity. All I could see was this huge head, red eyes, a huge mouth that went from ear to ear, and all these sharp, pointed teeth. And it was staring at me. I was 7 or 8. I'd never seen a horror movie in my life. I didn't know what these things were. And I just remember putting the cover over my head, facing the wall, and hoping it went away. Now, nothing else happened, but I remember the next morning I got the crazy glue and I glued every orifice shut on that blue elephant. And then my mother was like, "Why is everything glued on this?" And I told her what happened, and she didn't really react. She didn't really do anything. And that's the moment in time when I thought, well, this stuff must happen to everyone, so this has got to be normal. And that's how I kind of lived my life from that point on. The things that I saw and experienced, I thought were normal, and I thought everyone saw them. And that's how I lived my life. I saw many, many things after that. Most of them were not good. I couldn't look at wallpaper or designs that looked almost like those spirographs that have all the lines and the different, almost like optical illusions. I couldn't stare at them because they started to move. They started to do things. Everything started to move if I stared at it too long. Now, years later, when I thought I was going nuts, when I really wasn't, and I told the psychotherapist, you know, I had a head injury. He goes, well, you know, visual disturbances and dissociative behaviors should have stopped after a couple years. And I'm like, yeah, I know. But I'm 49, almost 50 now, and they're still happening. So it's not visual disturbances and dissociation. This is the way I am now. And he did the most disrespectful thing after that. He goes, oh, what, do you see a monster behind this chair? Don't disrespect me like that. I have seen things and experienced things that would blow people's minds, and the way they think of the world would change drastically. And I have a lot to say about those things because I've seen a lot of things. But anyway, I went off on a bit of a tangent there. This is the way my life was up until the time I was about 14 when I had the most remarkable experience of my life. And this is where I'll end this podcast. I was 14. It was June. I was in that same room that creeped the bejesus out of me. My bed was against the window. It was a nice sunny day. I was awake. And I was rolling out of bed. And there was that tall person, being again, that was there when I fell off the slide, in the white robes, glowing white robes, just standing at the foot of my bed. The most beautiful thing I've ever seen. But because of everything that had been going on in my life, I was pretty scared. And I covered my head up with my blankets like that's going to do anything. And then when I looked again, it was gone. And I wish I hadn't done that. I wish I had said something. And if I ever see that being again, I think I will talk to it. I've not seen it since. But it was the same being. And I tell people, and they're like, oh, it's your guardian angel. I don't think it was my guardian angel. I think it was an angel, some kind of divine being. But isn't that remarkable? Trust me, people look at you like you're crazy when you say things like that. But anyway, I'm going to leave it there for now at the age of 14. So my life between 0 and 14 was just wrought with experiences and me feeling weird, me looking at things, things moving, experiencing different kinds of entities, and just knowing that I was being treated differently, feeling odd in my body, having experiences like almost existential experiences where you can tell you're someone else in your body. And I remember sitting there going, I feel detached from my body. And that's like, what are humans? Why am I in this body? I remember thinking that, and I think that frequently. Why am I in this body? Why am I a human? What is going on? It's just, it's normal for me. It's normal. And that's just the way my life is. But yeah, I'm going to leave it there for right now. I'm going to try to get more podcasts out because I have a lot to talk about. But, you know, it's always a learning experience. I'm still learning what's going on with me, what I am, who I am. So, yep. I will talk to you later then. And I hope you enjoyed this podcast. And the next podcast will kind of do my teenage, early adult. So I'll leave it here for now.